local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour two. Let's hear it for hour number two.
Yay, we made it.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Jake Walker here in the studio with you. Just about 5:12, so we're actually right on schedule to get things started right away with our top three stories here. Starting with the Democratic National Committee, it says that Vice President Kamala Harris has enough delegates to be the official party nominee for the White House, becoming official after today's virtual roll call vote. The unsurprising news, of course, comes after the President Biden dropping out of the race headline, but before the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, which is going to be later this month.
Parts of Florida's west coast are dealing with record rainfall from Debbie. Sarasota-Bradenton Airport recorded more than 11 inches of rain on Sunday. That's the highest daily total ever. Sarasota County is bracing for 2 to 4 feet of storm surge and heavy additional rainfall over the next several days.
And the Vatican is speaking out about the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. Critics of the opening ceremony took issue with a scene that they believe featured drag queen performers depicting Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. In a statement issued over the weekend, the Vatican said that the opening ceremony displayed a lack of respect for others. It went on to say, quote, "At a prestigious event where the whole world comes together to share common values, there should be no illusions ridiculing the religious convictions of many people," unquote. Jake, you said you saw this, and you said it, your takeaways were, made you uncomfortable.
Yes.
It did look like The Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned a reference of a metal horse, you said?
Yes, the horseman.
Yeah.
There was this theme of this horseman going through this whole shebang, and it got to the end, and then the rider of this horse got off with some kind of sort of, I don't know, it was like a cloth or a scroll or something, and then it was just weird. It was very mysterious. Me and my wife were just kind of like, I don't really get what's happening. And like I said, I wanted to kind of be offended and be like, hey, what's going on here? And then my wife was like, it's Paris, France. Like, you know, if you have the Olympics in Amsterdam, they're not going to hide the prostitutes and the mushrooms.
My goodness.
You know, it's Amsterdam, so there's going to be, but I get it. You know, they're saying, look, you know, the whole world had its eyes on you, and that it was just a weird show. And then Lady Gaga maybe doing a live performance on the side of a dirty looking body of water. It was a weird boat ramp looking situation. I don't know. It was very weird. It was
yeah.
A very weird opening ceremony, I would say. But lots of people tuning in.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm not somebody who, you know, I'm not going to speak on religion. I don't know. I am religious, but I'm not religious enough to lecture somebody on it. I don't care to.
Right, right.
But then, you know, I'm also not an artist, so what do I know about artistic representation? Mm. But yeah, the parts that I saw kind of swirling around on social media, I do have to admit it was kind of odd. Just about 5:15 before we get into our local headlines here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All right, so several spots on the roads here. My goodness, where to begin? Okay, so I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we have some issues there still. Also have some on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, and some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That's looking pretty heavily backed up at this time. Same could be said for Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess over there as well. And the intersection of Highway 29 and Detroit Boulevard. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And those are just the biggest hitters in Pensacola. We did have an accident report on Highway 90 over near the Walmart. However, that is not appearing to be causing much, if any, issues at this time. We do have some backups, though, if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90, just passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. And then over in Navarre, we still have a slight bit of congestion if you're traveling westbound approaching Highway 87. Jake, how's the weather?
We are sitting at 94 degrees right now with sunny skies. Feels like 102 out there. Going to have much of the same this week. 98 degrees for a high on Wednesday, so make sure you are careful there. Check on your elderly population and your pets, and make sure when you're leaving the car, don't leave anybody in the back seat. It's going to be really, really hot out there. Sunset tonight's going to be at 7:39 p.m. Humidity at 48%, so it should be a pretty nice evening out there. I don't want to talk about our stocks because, man, I'm seeing where the the stock market just took a dive today. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's been a lot of panicking about that today.
Not good. Not good.
Yeah, I mean, we were touching on that first thing this morning, and yeah, it's been dominating the headlines now. but that's the thing. So, the traffic looking rough, the weather looking hot, and the stocks looking rougher. I'm sure we'll touch more on that when we get into our health, business, and science notes. Mm-hmm. But here first locally, Matt Gaetz' primary challenger answering questions about the origin of his campaign. This morning, Aaron Dimmick was on Pensacola Morning News. He said that he had bounced back and forth between Florida and Missouri until last May when he took official residency in Florida to qualify to run for the first congressional district. Of course, Dimmick, there's been a lot of advertising about him and his ties to Missouri, and Gaetz has said that he's not a real Floridian. But Dimmick has responded and said that he's been in and out of the area since he was stationed here as a naval aviator decades ago.
A Century woman is facing felony charges after allegedly smuggling meth into the Escambia County Jail. 50-year-old Sandra Walston was arrested recently on a warrant for failure to appear. Deputies say after she was transported to the jail, a corrections officer found a bag of methamphetamine. She said she had reportedly already told deputies that she had nothing on her person after being warned that anything found at the jail would result in additional charges. Walston remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond.
I said it last hour. There's not really much stuff worse than methamphetamine that you could have on you when you are being transported by police.
Yeah.
A Pensacola man has been arrested for a murder last June at the Forest Creek Apartments. Tyrell Griffin has been charged with second-degree murder. Investigators say that he fired several gunshots at the apartment complex in June of 2023 and struck a male victim who was an alleged unintended target. That man was taken to a hospital where he later died from his injuries. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says that they located Griffin last Thursday as he attempted to flee into the water near the Navy Point Bridge, but deputies and the Marine unit took him into custody.
NES Pensacola has opened their fitness facilities 24/7 for military members aboard NES Pensacola. The base's Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Department made that announcement recently. This comes following a memorandum from senior Navy officials to allow eligible people 24/7 access. It's meant to allow access to service members no matter what their work schedule looks like.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you even said it last hour. They deserve it. It's a very accommodating move there. And lastly here, a car was destroyed by a fire over the weekend. It happened Saturday morning near Barano Park around Jack's Branch Road and St. Elizabeth Street. North Escambia reports that firefighters responded to find a fully engulfed vehicle on the side of the road. A witness reported that someone had appeared to abandon the vehicle shortly before the fire. Investigators are working to figure out the owner of the vehicle. Just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got state and national news for you, along with another quick check of the roads and weather. You know the drill. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego. Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:23 here. We'll get a couple state headlines out of the way for you before we tackle on, before we take on the roads and weather. Starting with the death of a teenage boy in Levy County is attributed to Hurricane Debbie, which is now a tropical storm. The sheriff's office says that the 13-year-old was killed when a tree fell on his mobile home this morning, crushing him inside. No other injuries were reported. Meanwhile, a 12-year-old boy and a 38-year-old woman were killed Sunday night when their car went out of control on wet roads in Dixie County. One other death in Hillsborough County has been reported in connection with Debbie.
Water rescues are taking place in Sarasota, Florida right now. City officials say people are being rescued from their homes along Philippi Creek in the Pinecraft neighborhood. Emergency crews are using high water rescue vehicles to relocate displaced residents to higher ground. The area is one of the hardest hit from the storm, with some places receiving over a foot of rain so far.
And Jacksonville expected to experience the worst of Tropical Storm Debbie over the next 12 to 18 hours. That's what Mayor Donna Deegan and other city leaders told a news conference today. Deegan urged people not to drive on flooded streets and reminded residents that 3 shelters are open. Trash collection continues as usual, and city offices and facilities will reopen on Tuesday. Jacksonville remains under a state of emergency, but Deegan says that could be lifted tomorrow as well if conditions approve. Just about 5:25 here. Before we continue with some state headlines, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. All right, so we had that accident report on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 near the Walmart Supercenter. However, it doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups at this time. As for what is causing some backups, I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street as well, and Burgess Road traveling westbound towards, you guessed it, Palafox Street, causing a lot of issues there. And on Palafox Street itself, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess and then continuing northbound, approaching Detroit Boulevard. We've got some issues in both of those areas. Then it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard or Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Also may have some backups on Mobile Highway if you are traveling northbound towards the intersection with Michigan Avenue. Several spots there, and that's just in Pensacola. On Gulf Breeze Parkway, you're going to encounter just some splotchy congestion maybe if you're traveling eastbound passing the Oriole Beach area and approaching Tiger Point, and also maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Jake, how's the weather, bud?
You know, I saw Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox the other day, and I waved at him, and he just acted like he didn't even know me. Really weird. We're at 94 degrees, sunny skies here in Pensacola. Feels like 102. Humidity sitting at about 48%. Much of the same all week long. 96 for a high tomorrow. 98 on Wednesday. That's going to be our high for the whole week. And then sunny skies, no rain in the forecast. Looking at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, not seeing any showers in the area. Sunny skies all week. If you've got plans outside, definitely keep them because it's going to be a great week for it.
Yeah, that's some good news around here, especially with just some of this tropical storm Debbie talk. Speaking of which, emergency responders from Central Alabama are in Florida to help with search and rescue efforts in the aftermath of Debbie. Crews were dispatched from Vestavia Hills, Hoover, and Calera fire departments, arriving at a Tallahassee staging area yesterday. President Biden approved an emergency declaration for the state this past weekend to provide funding for recovery. He ordered federal assistance to supplement state tribal and local response efforts. Homeland Security and FEMA will coordinate the federal disaster relief efforts.
All right, so I have this like ongoing nightmare, and it's one of my huge phobias is driving over bridges.
Yeah, that's a scary one.
When I moved down here, it especially coming around the Bay Center, when you're traveling on 110 coming around, there's a point where you're going up where you don't really see the horizon, really. You just see sky, and I feel like, whoa, I'm way up here, and I know how high it is. And then you see the water. It's just kind of – it's a little bit freaky. And I have this nightmare always of running off of a bridge and dying. And that's what happened to a driver. His semi-truck became submerged early today in the Tampa Bypass Canal off of Interstate 75. Hillsborough County Fire Rescue crews worked for hours to attempt to reach the driver, who was only identified as a 64-year-old man from New Albany, Mississippi. I-75 southbound was shut down north of the I-4 interchange while the operation was in progress. Police say that the driver of the truck lost control on the wet roadway, first teetering on a guardrail over the canal at about 2:30 a.m. this morning, and the truck eventually tipped over, sending the cab into the canal. The trailer was first removed from the canal and roadway, followed by the cab, which was about 40 feet under the surface. The investigation is still ongoing. That's just, oh.
Yeah. That's a very daunting thing, especially, driving a semi, they're harder to control, they're harder to brake. Mm-hmm. That's a very intimidating story there.
Yes.
And lastly, here in your state headlines, deputies say that a 4-year-old boy who went missing after wandering away from his home early today is dead. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says that the body of Amir Baptiste was found in a body of water near the home on Victoria Place Circle. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement had issued a missing child alert for the boy today, and Sheriff's Office detectives say the investigation into the child's death is continuing. 5:29 here. We'll tackle a couple of these big-hitting national headlines here.
All right.
Just a bit of a preamble to what's to come after the Fox News break. All eyes are going to be on Philly today, tomorrow, when Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate will hold a campaign rally. Of course, Harris spent the weekend interviewing prospective running mates, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Following the rally, the Democratic ticket will then kick off a campaign going through crucial battleground states, including Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona.
I think she's going to have to go with old Mark Kelly on this one because I think there's some skeletons and some closets and some things going on and some happenings and stuffs. And I think I think she just better play it safe. But, I don't know anything about politics. Family members of 9/11 victims and first responder groups are calling for a trial for the three people being accused of orchestrating the terror attacks. New York Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis is joining them to call on to the White House to pursue the death penalty and immediately set a trial date for 9/11 alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his associates. This comes after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the plea deal previously announced with the three prisoners at Guantanamo Bay that would have spared them the death penalty.
Yeah, the Pentagon was talking about how Lloyd Austin was surprised by the plea deal reached with the three men behind the terror attacks, and Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said that Austin respects independent prosecutorial decisions, but believed he had to intervene in the case. And of course, the deal sparked outrage from those aforementioned 9/11 survivors and first responders. 5:30 here, Fox News break coming up.
News. I'm John Saucier. Tropical Storm Debbie dumping big rain on Florida, now heading toward Georgia and the Carolinas. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster reminds people, trust the state's resources.
The main thing to remember is to get your information from official sources only. Don't listen to someone who may not be fully apprised of exactly what the facts are or what the implications are.
Debbie already made landfall in Florida as a Category 1 hurricane, downgraded to a tropical storm in Florida. About 150,000 people without power. The Biden administration ready for Iran to attack Israel, boosting military presence in the region, moving ships, jets, troops into the Red Sea and Arab Gulf. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said a strike from Iran would not make the situation any better.
In no way would a retaliatory action by Iran in any way serve the interests of the Iranian people or the broader region.
And tough day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones dropped 1,034 points. America's listening to Fox News.
If you are money now, a global sell-off drove stocks lower on Wall Street today. The Dow fell more than 1,034 points, losing 2.6%. The S&P 500 also tumbled by 160, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by 576 points, good enough for a loss of 3.4%. Among the few stocks in the black today was Sonic Automotive, whose shares rallied 9% after the auto retailer reported a mixed second quarter and also quantified its losses from the CDK Global cyber attack in June. Sonic reporting an adjusted profit of $1.47 a share in the second quarter. Shares of Kellanova, the snack foods company spun off from Kellogg, also rallied in pre-market trade on a report that Mars is exploring an acquisition of it. Reuters reports Mars is looking at buying the company in what would be one of the biggest ever in their industry. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Elba, the Sports Minute. No offense to Tyreek Hill, Lamar Jackson, or Christian McCaffrey, but no one from that trio is the best player in the NFL. And don't get me wrong, all those players are great, as Tyreek and Run CMC are the best wide receiver and running back currently in the game, and Lamar is easily a top 5 QB. However, we all know the preeminent player in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes. And now Mahomes is ranked 4th behind those players in the NFL top 100. Just shows how much of a joke this list truly is. I'm Zach Elba.
Little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Blackwater Country, playing the best songs in today's new country. Plus, the Gulfside Market is back tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion with Bands on the Beach.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years' experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Lord knows we need it. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, just past Creighton Road, we do have an accident report in that area causing backups as you approach I-10. Speaking of I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there. Speaking of Palafox Street, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, that is still heavily backed up. And same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard. That's Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. And that's just in Pensacola. Outside of that, we had some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, though that's not looking too bad at this time. And then it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Jake, how about that weather?
94 degrees, sunny skies, feels like 102, humidity is at about 48%, and much of the week is going to be just sunny skies and high temperatures, 98 on Wednesday. That's going to be our high for the week. And looking at the News Radio 92.3 Threat Net radar, no showers, no precipitation in the area. We're at 5% on precipitation, so no showers this week planned. Of course, that all could change. You know how that goes.
Oh, for sure. All righty, just about 5:40 here. We'll continue on with just a few more national headlines before we get into your sports update. A U.S. fugitive has been nabbed in Mexico after working as a cop, of all things, for 20 years. Antonio Riano was wanted for a fatal shooting outside of an Ohio bar in 2004. Prosecutors said that he killed the man and was charged with murder, but fled the country to avoid prosecution. He's now back in the U.S. behind bars.
Oh. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is launching Republicans for Harris. The group boasts endorsements from over 24 Republicans. It aims to win over all of the anti-Trump Republicans and moderate independents. The GOP endorsements come from the likes of former Connecticut Congressman Christopher Shays and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Not to be confused with the guy in the Eagles, Joe Walsh.
Yeah, not that one.
Yeah. Others voicing their support for the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee include former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman. Now, if they go with Republicans for Harris, logically, we could start another group called Democrats for Trump, right?
We could. But man, if you think Republicans for Harris is unpopular, I would not hold my breath on Democrats for Trump.
Yeah.
But
putting them all in the same place at the same time, not a good idea.
That's just me. The death of a man who was killed when he was pinned to the ground by security officers outside of a Milwaukee hotel is being ruled a homicide. Devontae Mitchell's autopsy report said he died from restraint, asphyxia, and toxic effects of cocaine and methamphetamine. The incident was captured partially on video, and employees at the Hyatt Regency Hotel have been fired since. Police said that they referred four charges of felony murder in Mitchell's death. Alrighty, looking at some updates.
Medals updates.
Yeah, well, Echo and all. Let's see. America's leading the charge with 78 medals total, and they are distant first place. Behind them is China with 53. However, China has 21 gold medals to the U.S.'s 20, so it's a battle for the top spot there with golds. So we'll see. I mean, I think the U.S. did take the top of the leaderboard for a moment there when it came to golds, but China has since reclaimed the top. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to total medals, America's whooping everybody, and it's a two-man race right now with the golds.
Would you rather have three silver medals or one gold medal in your career?
Oh, geez. That's interesting. If I knew that, like, oh, man. Okay, so just talking about my entire career, that's it.
Yeah, if you were an Olympian and you went to the games a few years and, you know, you could walk away with three silvers or one gold, what would you pick?
I know that there's pay bonuses when you win gold, I think.
Oh.
From a money standpoint? Okay. Yeah, I know it varies depending on the country. I don't know what, if any, pay bonus you would get for winning silver. But if there's a financial aspect on that, I may consider that. Because, I mean, if you win multiple silver medals, it's like you're going to be remembered as a great Olympian. You know?
True.
So, but man, when you hear Olympic gold medalist, that's the key.
That's the top.
That's an interesting question. You know what? 850-437-1620. Text in and let us know what you would rather have if you were an Olympic athlete, one gold medal or three silver medals. That's a good question, Jake. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Carrying on with some Olympic headlines here.
Simone Biles, did you see all of this?
Yeah, I know. This was insane. So go ahead.
Yeah, she's... I'm sorry. I think I skipped over you there, but I watched this the other night and I was glued to it. She's adding a silver to her collection as she wraps up her time at the Paris Olympics. She finished behind Brazil's Rebecca Andrade, which I think they say Andrade.
I think it's Andrade.
That's how they're pronouncing it on the television.
Locals around here want to say Andrade.
Yeah, it's Cervantes. It's Cervantes Street. In the women's floor exercise on Monday, she finished behind Brazil's Rebecca Andrade. Her Team USA teammate Jordan Chiles, that's not right either, I don't think, earned the bronze medal. The silver gives Biles 11 overall medals in her Olympic career, and she will go down as... Just an amazing Olympian.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Suni Lee, she'll settle for three medals in Paris after falling off the balance beam. The fall happened during this morning's finals event. She mentioned that she was sad about her beam routine, but she, you know, gave it her all. Simone Biles also fell off the beam to miss out on a medal, so at least there's some company in it. The gold went to Italy's Alice D'Amato. Lee closed out her Paris games with three medals, a team gold, and two bronzes in the all-around and uneven bars. We did have a text come in saying that they would prefer to have one gold. I get it. I get it. But, man, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, with the food, like, when it comes to, like, food, I'm quantity or over quality, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the thing. I'm trying to think, okay, do I want to rack up the silvers and be remembered as a darn good Olympian or be, a one-hit wonder but still be remembered as, you know, as we said earlier, the key Olympic gold medalist. So once again, 850-437-1620, that's our text line if you want to jump in on that, 850-437-1620. Looking outside of the Olympics here, though, in the NFL, we've got the Chiefs making Harrison Butker the NFL's highest-paid kicker. They're working on a four-year extension worth $25.6 million with $17.75 million guaranteed. Yeah. You know what? It looks like the Chiefs have forgotten about the commencement speech, so that's good. For those who don't remember, he essentially told women to get back in the kitchen. That's the long and short of it. I know that he and Fox News both kind of tried to push the narrative of they hate him because he's Christian. It's like, no, not a single soul, from what I saw at least, like, harped on this dude for his religious views. It was because he was saying, hey, ladies, you graduated, but you've been lied to. You're a homemaker. It's like, no, don't be saying that stuff. Like, that's a tough look.
I thought it was more, I mean, I'll have to go back and watch it again, but it came off to me more as, well, a lot of you may go out and have careers and whatnot, but just speaking from personal experience, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, it's okay if you want to just go into the kitchen.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Have some kids and things like that.
That's your choice.
But I need to go back and listen. If I had a script of what he actually said, but I mean, because you can, man, you can dice and slice all these words and, you know, try to get intent out of what people are saying. And
No.
I don't have time for that.
Well, and that's the thing. It's just when you're handling something like that, you got to be delicate. And at the very least, I don't think he was delicate enough. College football here. ESPN reports that Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore is linked to the sign-stealing scandal. Moore could face a suspension and other penalties after he allegedly deleted 52 text messages with former UM analyst Connor Stallions, which is a Level 2 violation. ESPN says that Moore is one of seven staff members accused of violating NCAA rules based on what officials say is a notice of allegations. I mean, I don't think it matters too much right now, but, you know, we'll see. Michigan's in for a drop anyway this year, so why not? Let's light this candle and get Sharon Moore in trouble, I suppose. I don't know.
Burn it all.
Yeah. What's going on in the MLB, Ben?
Well, the Oakland A's have agreed to sell their share of the Coliseum complex to the African American Sports and Entertainment Group. The same group recently bought the City of Oakland's share for $105 million. The A's are selling their interest for $125 million. The deal was announced on Monday and finalizes what might be in store for the complex. The next step is for the Alameda County supervisors to approve the deal.
All right. Very nice. All right. So just past 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Do have an accident report on North Davis Highway right at the intersection with Creighton Road. It's going to be causing you some minor backups if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some backups on I-10 itself if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess. So just several spots there. Outside of that, it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and maybe a little bit on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Jake, how about that weather?
All right, we're sitting at, let me get back over here, I was reading text, 93 degrees, so it's dropping. We're going to get down to about 77 tonight. Sunny skies all week, 98 for our weekly high on Wednesday. And sunset tonight's going to be at 7:39 p.m. Humidity at 48%, low precipitation. Looking at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, no showers or rain in the area. So looking great all week.
All right. Awesome. And before we get into health, business, and science notes here, just a couple more texts saying that they would prefer gold medals. It says gold medalists get the sponsorships, and that's where they really make money. So give me the one gold. And someone else said, I'd rather have the one gold. It shows that I was number one for once. So, yeah I mean, the legacy and the money, it seems like that's really the dominating decision there.
Do you want to be a Grammy-nominated artist, or do you want to be a Grammy-winning artist?
At that point, as I said, I guess it just depends on how many times I'm nominated and how many times I win. But Talk of the Town with Leonardo DiCaprio was always, hey, he never won an Oscar, and he eventually did. And it was huge when he finally did. All righty, some health, business, and science notes here. Wall Street, Jake, you mentioned this earlier, they're closing with stocks in a free fall. A global market sell-off caused the Dow Jones Industrial Average to have its worst day in almost 2 years due to fears that the U.S. economy is heading into a recession. Investors are also worried that the Federal Reserve may be too late in cutting interest rates to help support an economic slowdown. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 1,033 points to 38,703. The S&P 500 fell by 160 points to 51,86. And the NASDAQ dropped by 576 points to 16,200.
Dumpster fire. Those are the two words that come to my mind. New technology being tested in the UK to identify those at risk of a heart attack is being called a game changer. It uses AI to detect inflammation in the heart that CAT scans and X-rays currently cannot see. Heart inflammation is linked to a greater risk of cardiovascular disease and deadly heart attacks. I'm getting ahead of myself.
It's a great story. I understand why you're eager.
I love that, man. I mean, you hear so many bad stories about AI and all of the dangers and all of the bad stuff, but man, there could be so much.
There's so much potential.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. CrowdStrike is firing back at Delta Airlines after its CEO blamed a cybersecurity firm for its service meltdown that he said cost the airline company $500 million. A letter from CrowdStrike's legal counsel to Delta rejected those claims and said it was highly disappointed by Delta's suggestion that CrowdStrike acted inappropriately. The letter added that CrowdStrike's CEO offered personal online assistance to Delta's CEO but didn't receive a response.
And two federal lawsuits are seeking millions from General Mills. This is a scary story. Plaintiffs say Coco Puffs cereal could contain high levels of lead. You know, that's why we're going cuckoo. we're eating lead. The suits filed recently in Minnesota and California are calling for more than $5 million in damages for consumers nationwide. One suit claims a one-cup serving of Coco Puffs, which is doesn't even scratch the surface of where I go when I start getting the bowl out.
I agree.
Contained just a little less than the state's maximum allowable limit of 0.5 micrograms of lead. So if I do the math really quick, I'm up to about probably 70 micrograms of lead every day when I eat my Coco Puffs.
You're lucky to be hearing Jake's voice right now. That's what the math is telling us.
I know, really. That's really scary.
And dozens of flights bound from Europe to New York airports had to be diverted to Boston Saturday night because of stormy weather, and many folks are still at Logan. The airport accepted the diverted flights from the big three carriers, American, United, and Delta, but couldn't provide gate service. Some passengers were stranded on planes for 6 hours trying to get to Newark Liberty International Airport or Kennedy International in New York. They were offered meal vouchers and hotel rooms, but many were forced to sleep on airport chairs because hotels were booked. Some passengers were told flights are booked through today, so they have no idea when they'll get home. Yeah, that sounds nightmarish. There's been so much nonsense about planes recently, I tell you. All righty, just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a speed run of our pop culture notes because we got a bit ahead of ourselves here. Of course, another quick check of the roads and weather and some wacky and weird stories to round out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
As we struggle to meet our monthly expenses, our county commissioners throw our tax dollars away. It is true that they are spending millions of dollars in legal expenses for silly legal challenges. That's because they're making decisions in back rooms, and it's time for a change. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Had some backups on North Davis Highway traveling northbound from Creighton Road approaching I-10. However, it looks like that's starting to break up a little bit. We did have an accident report around there, though. Still got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. None of these spots are particularly new when it comes to the backups that we're dealing with at this time, though. Outside of that, it looks like just about everything else is starting to break up. It doesn't look like there's too much going on. And that's also par for the course as we get closer to rounding out this evening. Jake, how's the weather?
93 degrees, feels like 99, sunny skies. It'll be the same all week long through the weekend and into next week. No showers showing up on the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar. We're going to have a high of 98 on Wednesday, which will be our highest point of the week. So definitely take precautions on that day, but hovering around 95, 96, 97, somewhere around in there all week long. Monday, though, 91. So starting off next week, a little bit cooler. Sunset today is going to be at 7:39.
All righty. Getting into some pop culture notes here. L.A. police have released surveillance camera images of the suspects they believe are responsible for the murder of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. He was shot to death after leaving his bartending job in downtown Los Angeles back in May. When he arrived at his car, three suspects had it up on a floor jack trying to steal its catalytic converter. Detectives say one of the suspects shot the 37-year-old in the chest unprovoked, and one of the suspects had a tattoo above their left eye and on their right cheek. My goodness.
It's getting to where, no matter what it is, you know, just walk away, you know, just get to somewhere safe, call the police if you need to. Don't confront anybody
anymore
about
anything.
Anything. Yeah. It doesn't matter. The L.A. area home of actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson has been burglarized. Thieves got onto the property in broad daylight while the celebrity couple was out of town. Police say the criminals smashed the window of a guest house and climbed in. It is unclear what was stolen, but the burglars did not enter their main home. Police said that the burglary happened actually a few weeks ago, but it's only revealing the details now. I wonder why. Several celebrity break-ins have been reported as of late. That's probably why. Including the homes of Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee, film director Quentin Tarantino, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and actor John Stamos, among others.
Yeah, well, and what a good time to have a guest house. I mean, that's pretty fortunate there.
Two drummers on that list. John Stamos plays drums for the Beach Boys, and, of course, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee. So there's an angle there for you there, L.A. Police Department.
Yeah, there's a trend there. These thieves have a type.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, Aerosmith is officially done touring. The band made the announcement on Friday, saying that they made the difficult decision to retire after it became clear Steven Tyler's voice is too damaged to perform live. Last year, it was reported that he mangled his vocals while on the group's Peace Out Farewell Tour, and now Aerosmith says that despite having some of the best doctors around him, Tyler's voice will simply never sound the same. They said they're grateful beyond words for everyone's support and thanked fans for making their dreams come true.
Yeah, the song Dream On alone is enough to wreck anybody's vocal cords. So
it hurts to listen to him.
Yeah, and as much as I love talking about these folks here, Travis Kelce credits the Taylor Swift effect for his newfound celebrity status. No shock there. A TikTok video shows Kelce approaching a group of fans when a man tells the Kansas City Chiefs tight end, "You just took my wife's breath away." Kelce simply responds, "Oh, it's the Taylor Swift effect." The pair have been together for a while, and there are reports that they may tie the knot at some point. And, man, I just...
I'm gonna keep
my mouth shut.
I love how it says newfound celebrity status as if nobody knew who Kelce was before the Taylor Swift thing. I will say, you just took my wife's breath away, and he simply responds as the Taylor Swift effect. Honestly, I hate to stroke his ego here, but I don't think that's it. I mean, Travis Kelce, a lot of people, like a lot of women, thought he was good looking, like, because he's not a bad looking guy. And, you know, he's tall, he's in good shape, he's an athlete, he's got an attitude, and
he's
going to
go chop down a tree?
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like a lumberjack.
Like, him and Jason Kelce both are seen as, like, you know, pretty good-looking dudes. So,
do you remember the pants commercials where it was a cartoon and it was like a...
Duluth Trading?
Yes, Duluth Trading. That, whenever I see that cartoon guy, I think, oh, that's the Kelce brothers.
Yeah, no, especially Jason. It kind of looks like Jason Kelce. Alrighty, and a weird story here. RFK Jr. admits he left a dead bear in NYC Central Park 10 years ago. Posted a video to X Sunday where he explains the story to Roseanne Barr. Says he wanted to get the story out there before something comes out in the New Yorker. He said he saw the bear get killed on a road in the Hudson Valley and decided to put it in his van so he could take it home, skin it, and use the meat. And apparently, he left it in Central Park.
Yeah, that's what we all do when we see a dead bear.
Yeah,
I'm
it happens
take
to all of
skin
us.
It.
Yeah. Now I'm going to vote for him because he's proven he's just like us. All right, hour two in the books, hour three coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.